narrated Urwa bin Zubair that he had asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, about the meaning of the statement of Allah, and if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly, up to or for, Quran chapter 4, verse 3. She said, O my nephew, this is about the orphan girl who lives with her guardian and shares his property. Her wealth and beauty may tempt him to marry her without giving her an adequate mahar, bridal money, which might have been given by another suitor. So, such guardians were forbidden to marry such orphan girls unless they treated them justly and gave them the most suitable mahar. Otherwise, they were ordered to marry any other woman. Aisha further said, after that verse, the people again asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, about the marriage with orphan girls. So Allah revealed the following verse. They ask your legal instruction concerning women. Up to, and yet, whom you desire to marry. Quran, chapter 4, verse 127. What is meant by Allah saying, and about what is recited unto you, is the former verse, which goes, and if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphan girls, then marry other women of your choice. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, Allah saying in the other verse, yet, whom you desire to marry, means the desire of the guardian to marry an orphan girl under his supervision when she has not much property or beauty, in which case he would treat her justly. The guardians were forbidden to marry the orphan girls under their care, possessing property and beauty without being just to them, as they generally refrain from marrying them when they are neither beautiful nor wealthy.